What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. We've got callers waiting on the line here. So let's get back to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, you were talking about, well, just pick at it from where you left it off.
Well, it leaves me with Brexit, but at a time where Germany's first quarter, they only had 1,000 jobs. We're entering a bad recession, and this is happening now with what Brexit going on, which is going to make an awful mess of like the global economy if it's not a mess already. Which leads me to my next topic about Trump with this whole tariff thing. What's your take on him saying the Chinese called him? And I think he's not telling. I think he was dreaming. I think instead of sheep jumping over him on bed, it was the Chinese people jumping over him on the bed. The Chinese wouldn't lie and say we never called him. I mean, and Mike, I saw Jim Cramer on CNBC. He goes, well, even if he wasn't telling the truth, it's good for the markets. It's all a scam. The whole market's a scam. I mean, this is how you prop up the economy is Twitter.
Yeah, Cramer just admitted the stock market is being manipulated with propaganda. Big shock. I know. Took all of you by surprise.
But if you watch, Steve Mnuchin got involved when they asked him, and he goes, we're always talking to people. Trump made that up. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I never seen anything. And, Mike, you know, I said watch the bond market. How many times have we had that inverted yield curve now? Like, it's like multiple times. I mean,
happening a lot. So, well, I think part of the problem that we're dealing with here is that Trump does not have a firm grip on his own administration. And you've got all these different members who are running off with their own ideas about what should be done. And they're running off to the media to say, well, what we should be doing is this. And it doesn't represent official U.S. policy until Donald Trump says this is official U.S. policy, because good, bad, or indifferent, he is the president of the United States of America. And, you know, Steve Mnuchin can make recommendations, but he really is not in a position to set the nation's economic policy. But there are too many loose cannons on the deck of the ship of state.
And that's also on CNBC. They had a discussion. Who are we going to believe, the communist Chinese or the president of the United States? And then I wish I could call in on them. I could say, well, I remember Iraq, Libya, Syria, you know, the financial crisis of 2000. I mean, you know, this. You know, who to believe at this point, you know? And my last topic before I get off the phone is, what's your take on Erdogan with Putin at the MAX 2019 asking this, the SU-57s available to buy right now? Did you see that video?
Yeah, I caught that one. Well, you know, the U.S. wants to play tough and say, you won't get the F-35 if you dare buy the Russian missiles. All right, we'll buy the Russian fighter planes. And it's just one bad choice after the other, after the other, after the other. And I think part of it is that Donald Trump really doesn't have a clear image of what it is he wants to do with this country in terms of, are we going to be making money? Are we going to be making war? Are we out there trying to sell stuff? You know, are we engaging in commerce? And he sort of leaps around from idea to idea to idea, and he's just leaving chaos in his wake. They should have never tried to arm twist Erdogan on the Russian S-400 system because, it placed the F-35 sale at risk. Now, at this point, it's beginning to become an open secret around the world that the F-35 is a piece of junk. And I think a lot of countries are looking for reasons to get out of their existing commitments.
And I find it amazing that our own media propped up the S-400 saying, you know, this S-400, they kept talking about it. That's why everybody wants to buy it now. Because it's such a good system, first of all.
It's a formidable system. There's just no two ways about it. And it certainly outdoes Patriot. And, you know, part of it is, again, our military-industrial complex is hideously inefficient. They can certainly soak up and spend a huge amount of money, but they don't spend it very well. And so we get these junky weapon systems and poor maintenance.
That's all, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, well, first of all, I want to ask you, what happened with Israel when they bombed Iraq? You say Russia interfered? What did Russia do and say?
Yeah, Israel launched a second airstrike into Iraq, and they were basically warned off by Russian Sukhoi fighters. Fortunately, nobody pulled a trigger on each other, but the Israelis just decided they weren't going to tangle up with the aerial furball with the Russian fighters.
They need to have a couple of their aircraft shut down, the Israelis. Maybe a couple of their
be part of the issue. The Israelis may be, they're being told, don't risk having an F-35 get shot down, because if that were to happen, it would be a disaster for every American company involved in production of that aircraft. It's the world's single most expensive boondoggle aircraft, and if the Sukhoi were to shoot one down, get a lock on it and shoot it down, that's the end of the story. Everyone's going to say, this thing is junk. It's expensive. It's not stealthy. It's not maneuverable. It can't dogfight. It looks really great in a museum, but that's about all it's good for.
Well, maybe the Iranians need to shoot a couple of them down. Somebody needs to do it, you know what I mean? And then maybe the Israelis could stop their crap, what they're doing. Because they're bullies. Well, that's what they are. They're bullies, and they're trying to,
The Israelis are basically trying. Yeah.
Oh, I just want to ask you one other thing, kind of related. Talking about bad maintenance and all that, what do you think happened to that Russian missile that blew up there and supposedly caused some kind of a small nuclear explosion? I don't know if that's really true or not, but what do you think happened there?
Well, that was a prototype. I mean, they were testing. This is one of Putin's new nuclear-powered cruise missiles, where right. The air brought into the front of the engine is heated by nuclear fission and then squirted out the back. And it's not a new idea. The United States tried to do it once with Project Orion back in, I think it was the early 60s or late 50s, and they ran into problems with it. But Putin is convinced they can make it work, and it would, in fact, create a cruise missile / drone that could literally go anywhere on Earth by any path it chose to use.
Wow. By itself, right? Just thinking in its own.
Yeah.
And I tell you, this AI is scaring me. I'm telling you, it's I think Terminator when I see this kind of stuff. Movie Terminator. That's what I start thinking more and more. You know, I'm telling you, I wish you see if we had rational people in charge of all our countries there. They would get together and say, you know what, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. Because we want to see our, mankind survive. We don't want the robots to finally take over the entire Earth, but unfortunately, we don't have rational people. I consider Putin rational.
No, we don't.
We
don't have rational people. I mean, they've already allowed robots to take over our global economic system.
Yeah. I mean, I consider Putin rational. But the problem is, he's faced with irrational people, so he has to keep up. I don't think he really wants to put weapons like that out there. Who knows what the Chinese might be working on top of it, and who knows what we might have there. Maybe the best thing would be some of these science fiction movies or something, or I understand it actually supposedly happened at a nuclear air base, that the space aliens come down and stop these things. And prevent the war from happening. They disable these nuclear weapons or something. I mean, it's just dreaming, of course, but who knows, right? I mean, because this is kind of thing. You ever see that thing, by the way? It's on, you see that in the History Channel and all that a lot of times, and other things. Ancient Aliens, where the, this woman, I forget his name, he's got some kind of Spanish last name. He was a commander of a missile base back, I think, in the early 70s or late 60s, and they saw a UFO and their whole, all their equipment, everything, the missiles, everything was disabled until the UFO disappeared. Do you believe that, or you think it's not?
Well, I think it was probably somebody's test of an advanced weapon systems. And again, as I've made clear, I have absolutely no doubt that the universe is filled with intelligent technological civilizations. I just can't see a reason why they bother visiting with us. But certainly we know that it was intentional on the part of the U.S. government to try and seed this idea of space aliens and flying saucers as a cover for the development of Black Project weaponry.
You don't believe Roswell really happened? You don't believe there was really a spacecraft that crashed?
No, it was a high-altitude balloon that was carrying sensors to try and detect nuclear tests. And that was ultra-top secret, so the base commander just said, no, we'll just say it was a flying saucer, apparently not realizing that would kick off an even worse media firestorm.
Okay, I mean, you know, like I said, I agree with you on a lot of stuff that you say, but I kind of disagree in that. I kind of think that was something from another world. I can't prove it, of course, anymore, but I've been to that museum enough times. When I lived in Amarillo, Texas, I used to love to go to Roswell just to go to the museum. I went there, I don't know, about four or five times. And I'm fascinated by that. I really think it happened because of the fact that they reported it right away in a newspaper. And then a day later, they said, oh, no, it was a weather balloon. And I also go by the base intelligence officer, Jesse Marcel, what he said, that he said he was told to say it was a weather balloon, but it was actually a UFO, you know? I don't know, maybe we'll find out one of these days. You know, Jordan Sacher, he's on YouTube all the time also. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Destroying the Illusion. Okay. He certainly believes this stuff. So. But then again, he's also into that, what do you call it again, that QAnon stuff, and I don't believe that. I think that's a bunch of Yui, you know, it's distraction. So. Who knows, right?
Yep.
You ever have him on your show?
No, I've never had him on the show, and I'm not planning on booking any more guests until we get settled into the new permanent large studio. So I'm sure that there's all kinds of. No, I'm broadcasting from a hotel in Waikiki right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were already in Indiana. Oh, okay. I was going to ask you.
No, we fly out on Saturday. We fly out on Saturday.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Be safe. And I think you like Indiana. You know, it's not the. And you're not going to have the kind of weather, of course, you got in Hawaii, but people are really nice. I've been in Indiana enough times. People are really super people. They're very similar as they are to here in North Carolina. So, you know, it's all the earth type people. So I think you like it. And you find the cost of living a heck of a lot less than Hawaii.
Well, that's definitely something that we're looking forward to because you know, I'm going to have a lot of bills to pay off after this is all done.
Okay. All right. And like I said, the best, you know, I'm going to get your, I'm going to get your address. Almost. Send you, I don't have a lot of money, but I'll send you what I can. Okay. But, you know, I want to see that I want you guys to be settled and all that. You know what I mean? And I know you could be a heck of a lot richer if you played the game, if you played the media game, you know, corporate media game, but you're keeping your honor and you're telling the truth. And people
again, at my age, I'm sort of too old to rejoin the major corporate media. If you look at the donor page at the What Really Happened website, I've already changed the payee name and the mailing address, so you can just anything. To share, you can send through that. I have to reset up all of our new banking, and I'm going to be setting up a new version of Home Baked Entertainment in Indiana. Not that there's a lot of film and TV work there, but I do want to have a business shell. So
I'd rather
anyway
check or cash because I don't trust. You know, I don't like to do too many transactions on the internet. I don't trust it. You know, putting all my card information out there. on the internet. I just come back to trusting everything.
That's smart.
Huh?
That's smart. There's so many scams out there, and there's so much, you know, and you kind of wonder, with so much criminality costing this nation so much, why is the government not doing something about it? And I'm left to the conclusion, maybe the government is behind it. According to Kaspersky Labs, the Equation Group Hacker Collective is actually part of the NSA. So maybe they're behind all this ransomware, and it's just another way. Remember what I said earlier in the show, in order to keep funding the war machine, the government has to figure out more and more ways to plunder the American people, to plunder American businesses. This may be part of it.
Oh, sure. And I'm always getting one scam after another just on a phone. And when the minute they ask me for credit card information, I tell them, I won't repeat what I tell them. Okay. But I think, just imagine, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
I constantly get these kind of calls, and I'm not the only one, including fake IRS, fake Social Security Department, all kinds of stuff. I mean, these people, and usually when you push it a little bit, you'll find out it's somebody with either Indian or probably Pakistani accent, and it's probably come from out of the country. Maybe the Yuan brothers, I have a feeling the Yuan brothers might even be connected to all of this, some of these scams, you know? You remember that, right? With the Yuan brothers there?
Yeah, well, it's definitely tangled up with organized crime, but I can't imagine them wanting to use scam callers who don't sound like they're local. Because that's definitely going to get people suspicious as to what's really going on. Now, I get a lot of scam calls on this cell phone. In fact, I'd say I probably get more scam calls than real calls on this cell phone. There's only been like one or two that seem to have an accent. But again, the social justice warriors are out there saying, how dare you doubt somebody because they have a different accent? You're just being racist here. You go ahead and you give them your credit card information.
Well, you know what I do? See, I'll press one to see first somebody, you know, the very American, usually a woman, very American accent, you know, and all that. And then it's a recorded voice. Then I'll press one. See who is, and then that's when I get a foreign accent, usually an Indian.
Oh, I never even pressed the button. As soon as I
did for Syria. And then when you call the number back, you'll find out the number doesn't even exist. So
yes,
that's how you that's how you figure it out. I reported it a couple of times to the sheriff's department here, but they don't know what to do. They said, you know, they give you a duh type thing. So it's just you just got to be careful. I just tell other people too, be careful. Don't be a fool. Don't give any kind of important information out on I don't put it out on the net, and I don't put it out if somebody calls me. Hey, only if I know somebody, you know, I know who it is, like on a phone or anything like that, you know what I mean? Other than that, no way. And I'll make the call. I'm not thinking that somebody will call me and then, let me give you my phone. Yeah, you can lower my interest rates to blah, 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 blah. I got rid of my credit cards anyway. You know, one credit card, zero balance. Because,
we didn't actually get rid of our credit cards because, they became our lifesavers on this move. Anyway, listen, Mark, I'm going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line. Now, de Blasio has decided that he is going to solve the problem of inequality in the New York City schools by eliminating all gifted and talented programs. In other words, everybody gets treated like a moron, even if they're genius-level IQ. I actually lived through this when I taught a year of remedial math at the high school level in Southern California. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few words.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones here to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You were talking about these, phone calls that people get trying to sell stuff or scam people out of things.
Yes.
And, one must remember, you have a cell phone. They're absolutely open. You know
yes.
that. I have one of these voice over internet protocol home phones.
Yeah.
I don't use a cell phone, and I never get calls. Ever. Ever. And I'm not kidding. My email.
Well, that's good for you, but, I used to have a Vonage line coming into my office to support my Los Angeles number for my production company. I got scam calls on it all the time to the point where finally I just shut it off because I wasn't getting any work calls. It was just all nothing but scam calls coming in on that Vonage line.
Yeah. Well, obviously the line was compromised. Want to hear something even crazier, Mike?
Sure.
Apparently the company that owns... the service that I use is Israeli. And it just recently
okay.
has ads on it now. At the bottom of like this telephone pad kind of comes up when the you know when you click on it or someone phones you. So now at the bottom there are ads, but I always keep this thing minimized, so I never see them anyway.
So yeah, the ads can get really annoying. I remember when cable TV first came on out, the idea of paying for a cable TV subscription was you didn't have to look at the ads anymore. Well, then everybody got on cable TV, and today we're still paying for cable TV. It's got more advertising today than back when cable TV first started. And I'm sensitive to this because I used to work in advertising back in the 80s, and I knew what the rules were, how many ads you were allowed to have, what volume levels they were allowed to use. And all that's been thrown out, and it's just like, you know, constant harangue, buy from us, buy from us, buy from us, buy from us. With what money, guys?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go, you know, a little further than I should, but a third of someone's viewing pleasure, if that's what you want to call it, on programming is advertising. They're peddling soap and toothpaste.
Yep.
So, I mean, I haven't had programming in probably about 18 or 19 years, Mike. And, you know, people are, what? Well, I had high-speed internet. So, you know, I don't know about you, Mike, but I read the whole internet in 3.5 weeks as soon as I got high-speed internet. That was it.
Yes.
You know, I went from A to Z in lightning speed. But seriously, you know, everyone's out to make a buck, but scams are scams. And
yes.
That sort of thing should not be allowed on the line because it chews up bandwidth unnecessarily.
That's true.
One, and number two, some people fall for it. And it can be stopped. It can be stopped.
Well, this is the jurisdiction of the Federal Trade Commission, which is supposed to maintain that do not call list, but they've completely fallen flat on their face on that one. They've done a complete face plant. We keep registering all of our numbers on the national do not call list. We still get telemarketer calls. We still get scammer calls. It's open season on the American people's wallets.
It's more of a suggestion than the law, right?
No, actually, in the early days, the idea was that if you were a telemarketer, here in the United States of America, and you knowingly called a number on the do not call list, you could face fines. But the enforcement fell apart. And I expect that's probably from lobbying efforts by the telemarketing group saying, come on, man, we got to make money. You got to just let the American people out there, you know, be our fodder.
Let them decide.
It's what we feed on.
Yeah.
Well,
let the American public decide.
Well, you know, they're working on this new system that will identify scam or telemarketer calls to your device, and already you've got these lobbying groups that are out there saying, oh, no, this is going to hurt our trade. This is definitely going to hurt our trade.
Not to mention free speech.
I have yet to see anybody, justify intruding into somebody else's home with an ad as an expression of freedom of speech. But, you know, sooner or later, they'll probably get around to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, the farther left you go, I mean, the crazier things can get.
They really do.
Oh, yes. This Amazon Fire. Mike.
Okay,
EU,
I got to hold you over. Al, I got to hold you over. We got to take another break for commercials. Don't go away. And we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, you wanted to make a comment about the fires down in the Amazon.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, if it's so dire, Mike, I mean, if the facts are the facts, that it's so dire, and this, you know, doesn't happen every year in between July and, you know, September, October, why is it that the EU only, they were only going to give, like, what, 20 million euros, of course, the taxpayer is coughing up, I should say the bankers, well, the taxpayer is coughing up 15 million. 15 million? It's ridiculous. And they expect us to believe this
nonsense. It's a shakedown.
It's a joke. I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it. I just don't understand how people fall for this sort of thing. It makes no sense.
It's a cause.
Lungs are on fire.
It's a cause. You know, we're afraid to face up to our corrupt politicians, but hey, we can save the Amazon and feel good about ourselves for doing that.
Yeah. And you know, these like, I don't know whether these lefties actually get any kind of enjoyment out of it at all, because I'm not one of them. But I do know this, Mike. You know, you can tell when you're talking to like a real liberal, when the only completely wrong answer for how many genders there are is two.
Yes.
And it's getting scarier and scarier. So, you know, hey, bring on the collapse, Mike. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready,
me too. Let's get the fireworks started.
Oh, yes, because I don't want to end my life with things getting worse than they are now. I really don't. I would like to end my life knowing that things are getting better. But I guess everybody has to get involved. And not just
I would definitely. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Al.
The loudest.
We're going to let you go here, Al. We're going to switch over to Mike in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mike. And I think we have a much longer delay on this line than we did, certainly at my home and certainly in Kauai. And I think that's why we're stepping all over each other's phone calls. But anyway, Mike in Philadelphia, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. This is Art from Philly. Can you hear me okay?
Art from Philly. Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right. So I know quite a bit about what's happening with the telephone scams. And it was by accident. I run a business, so I get calls on my 800 number. And what I found out is they're going through a company called Cortel, C-O-R-T-E-L. They have two websites, .net and .com. So I complained to the FCC. They did nothing. Then when I actually gathered the information, I found out they're the ones doing it. What Cortel does is sell call center services to overseas companies, primarily India, I'm going to guess. So they have a legal right to put a block to any telephone number that's using their switches to call up and harass people. So I've actually found some success that when I actually get the bills coming in from my 800 number, I don't see the callers' numbers, the ones they spam with, but I see I'm being billed through Cortel to my 800 number. So if people want to know who's actually doing it, look at Cortel.net, Cortel.com, and start complaining to the FCC that they're harassing you. And the only way to deal with this is to shut down their switches. If they're going to, you know, they're the ones who are bringing them in here, allowing them to spam, you know, fake phone numbers, and then harass everybody. And I think they're doing, you know, literally probably a billion phone calls per month.
Easily.
So, right. So they have no incentive to do it until they actually, enough people start complaining to the FCC, say, put them out of business. That's how I see the deal with this. And I started getting some success when I first complained. The calls went down to nothing for 3 months, and then they started ramping up again. So it's like every 2 or 3 months I got to complain to the FCC right up to Anit Patel to tell them to put a stop to it. But if they're doing it to me, they're doing it to quite a few other people. And you can see right on the website, what we sell is call center services. So that's how I see we have to deal with it, is say, who are the guys in America that have switches here, communication companies, that are allowing these call centers to come through their switches and harass the Americans? That's how you got to put a stop to it. That's how I see it.
Well, it's a complex technical issue. Unfortunately, the criminals, if you will, have the resources to keep evading any new technological blocks. What needs to be done is that those who are making the money from all of these telephone harassing calls, when they start going to jail, the problem will stop. But as long as the skirmishing, if you will, is fought at the lowest level and turned into a computer video game, the problem isn't going to get any better.
Well, I see we can make it better, because if you have a switch here in America that's allowing the call centers to come into America, you can program that switch to basically say, if you want to do not call, then nobody coming through that switch is allowed to make any phone calls into America, at least in the do not call list. And how do you think they're getting all these fake numbers? You know, that the only way they can be getting all these fake numbers is somebody in the communication systems themselves giving it to them.
Well, I imagine they're just generating them randomly, and the reason I know that is there was one scam call I got where the callback number looked vaguely familiar, and so after I hung up on the obvious scam presentation, I dialed that number back, and I got one of the major Hollywood studios that they had just quite by accident copied their number.
I don't think it's by accident. I think what's happening is using the service provider switches is what they call them. That service provider, either by neglect or whatever, is allowing them to reprogram that switch to make the phone numbers look like it's coming from local companies.
So, oh, well, they definitely do that. I mean, one of the scams they were doing not too long ago is you'd see your caller ID number would just be a few numbers away from your own. Same area right. code, same prefix, make it look right. like there was somebody in the immediate neighborhood. They are sneaky little bastards. There's no two ways about it.
So until somebody actually encounters a disaster and hires a lawyer, say, for instance, you're trying to make a medical call and something tragic happens, and one of these spammers got involved with that, you know, preventing you from using your phone service. And so a lawyer actually takes these people to court, like they're taking Big Pharma to court, things are going to remain the same. So the way I see it, it has to be done. Like you said, some blood has to be made, you know, incurred here, is that we need to find someone who's willing to start taking up class action suits against these service provider telephone communication companies that are allowing the spam calls to come into the country. Because it is coming from outside, and they could easily program those service provider switches to stop it.
But well, no I know some are coming from outside. You know, we've got one particular abuser. Their corporate offices are right here in Honolulu, but their call center operates out of Guam, which is what right. supposedly makes them exempt from the Do Not Call list.
Right. Well, that's what I have to say on it. I think until we actually put regulations on the service providers using the call centers, you know, that are actually the call centers that have gone through, until we put restrictions there, we're going to have to suffer through this. But that's the way I see we have to address this, because it's not that hard to determine, hey, this guy just sent out 1,000 phone calls in the past hour, and let's start tracking him down that he's basically spamming people and put a block on his switch at the switch that he can't make any more phone calls come in. It's not as hard as you think to do that. I used to work.
Well, see, the big problem here is most people don't understand is there are actually two caller ID signals, and right. one is for the consumer level. That's the one that you see on your phone. That's the one that can be spoofed and altered to fool you. Then there is the law enforcement caller ID, which is hard encrypted, and nobody can mess with that. Now, if they could make that law enforcement caller ID available to the consumer handsets, then we'd know the identity of the person really calling us. But apparently, to get that caller ID, you literally have to go to court and get a warrant.
Right. Unfortunately, that's true. But until we say enough is enough and starts looking for litigation to put a stop to us, no different than what pharmaceuticals are being sued right now, like Johnson & Johnson Purdue. Yeah, that's the way we're going to have to put a stop to it. We're going to actually have to sue the communication companies to say, stop selling your call center services and harassing American people. That's the way it's got to be done, how I see it. And thank you for taking my time.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to get your feedback on the whole Amazon situation, because my understanding, and I learned this way back in middle school, high school, was that the tropical rainforest is not fit, and this is my understanding, it's not fit for, like, soybean farming and cattle farming, because after 2 or 3 years, the soil erodes very quickly and it becomes barren and almost desert. And so it seems like this is like, it's real unsustainable. So it's like when one piece of land becomes uncultivatable or not usable for cattle anymore, they just move on to more forest to burn down. So that's just not a sustainable practice to me. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you're absolutely right here. I mean, tropical rainforest may look very lush and green above the ground, but its root structures tend to be very, very shallow because they have evolved over soil with a high sand content. And, of course, we know that the harvesting of the Amazon is partly for the wood from some of those magnificent trees. It is partly to create farmland, which, as you say, it will be exhausted very, very quickly. It's not a deep, rich soil. And then when the farming is exhausted, they turn it into housing developments. If you look at satellite photos of that whole area of these Amazon, they're just laying out the streets and the blocks like crazy.
Gotcha. And can I go off topic? Can I ask a second question real quick?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. So this is, I know you're a history buff. I know you're a history buff. So 400 years ago, and I am African-American, 400 years ago, the first blacks were brought to Jamestown, Virginia. So this is like a commemorative, and that was August 1619. So anyway, I listened to this show today on the Breakfast Club. They had a lady up there. She's from the New York Times. She's doing a 1619 commemoration thing. And one comment she said really struck me. She basically said, the black struggle actually pushed forward the manifestation of what was written in the Bill of Rights. In other words, the struggle that, you know, black folks went through actually helped manifest those Bill of Rights and those words of freedom and rights and those types of things. And I thought that was a really interesting anecdote. And basically what she said doing the research actually made her more patriotic, because she realized that, you know, she is a part of this country, and that our ancestors, black, white, everybody's ancestors, that struggle contributed to really manifesting these things that came out of the Bill of Rights. So I want to get your feedback on that. And that's it.
Well, I think that's a very healthy attitude for everybody to understand. This is their country, and all of our ancestors working together are why the country is the way it is today. And stop all of these liberal social justice warriors who are out there trying to say, well, no, the white people didn't do that, the blacks did, or the brown did, or the red did, and you white people, you should just get on out of here because you've got nothing to do with this. It's just another way of divide and conquer. But I think definitely, yeah, I mean, you really can't separate out the different groups and the different individuals, everybody working together since the earliest days of the colonies. The sum total of that, the epiphenomenon, if you will, is what we have today. And everybody does share the credit for it.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I Ark is a good idea. I was just thinking most of these call centers in India come from a place called, or a large amount of them come from a place called Chennai, India. And I know this because a politician that we had up here a few years ago that moved up here was trying to run for office. He was shopping around for an office. He put himself forth as a self-made businessman. It turned out that he had opened one of the first centers in India called Office Tiger, and he made a small fortune off of it. Why not tariff these services?
That would probably be a very good idea, or maybe somebody ought to call up Pakistan and say, here's a target. I mean,
that's all I have.
Back to the matter.
You just went blank. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You went blank for a second.
Yeah, we're getting some lag issues with this Wi-Fi and this Ethernet. There's a lot of things that could be done. The problem is our government doesn't bother doing them. Our government is too busy trying to start war with Iran, too busy sucking up to Israel, too busy feeding their own face at the trough, and with the elections as crooked as they are, we're just not seeing that our politicians are responsive to us any longer.
Absolutely. That's all I have for today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ken. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. We're coming up here on another commercial break. And apparently, Kirsten Gillibrand has now stepped out of the 2020 Democratic race. And that will be, they're starting to pare down. It was time for the shakeout here. Apparently, Ilhan Omar is accused of committing perjury 7 times back in 2017 in court documents. And again, another state has passed a law requiring LGBTQ history be taught in public schools. Now, explain to me how this is going to help those students obtain a high-paying job. That's what I want to know. Where does this become practical? Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently Israel has just attacked Hamas again. This is a heck of an election campaign. You've got Netanyahu out there saying, look at all the blood, look at all the bodily parts flying through the air, that's why you must vote for me. A little sick out there. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about how they couldn't come to an agreement to get the human poo off the sidewalks in Seattle, because one of the councilmen was out there saying, well, you know, hoses were used against black people, so we can't use hoses here. And just to show you how completely disconnected from reality these people are getting, apparently students have signed a petition to ban the oppressive white stick figure in walk signals. Now, you've seen them. We've got them here. You've got the red hand that means stop, and then above that, you've got the little white figure that's walking. What are they going to do? Have it black on black? That's going to cause a lot of traffic congestion problems. Are they going to, what color are you going to have it? If you're going to have it, you know, green, you're going to offend the Irish. You're going to pay to have those stick figures, those walking stick figures, color cycle. Ooh, the taxpayers are going to love that one. It really is silly. We have become, as a society, convinced that it's more important to be symbolically correct than to actually get anything done. And as George Carlin used to say, I leave that kind of thinking to the symbol-minded. All right, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there saying that McCabe lied at least three times and he leaked classified documents, and Christopher Wray has done zero to reform the FBI. It's a corrupt system, self-perpetuating here. Okay, now then, apparently NASA got caught tampering with the temperature record again. Those of us who work there know what NASA stands for. Never a straight answer. Okay. Oh, I saw this one on the news earlier today. Joe Biden is out there saying racism is a white man's problem that is institutional in the United States. They're all pounding that racism card as hard as they can. And, of course, the using it to attack Donald Trump, say, you know, his rhetoric, it proves there's institutional racism in the country. It's a white man's problem visited on people of color. In my case, it's based on people who can't speak English. Apparently over in Great Britain, children as young as three could soon get sex change advice from a doctor over Skype. We got to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.